Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a World Cup holder.
Like the soccer tournament World Cup?
Holder. For the world. Fits every car, holds every cup.
It has a Carvana logo?
Yeah, Carvana made it. They buy and sell cars, so they made a car cup holder. So, got any good cups lately?
Yeah, used to. I just couldn't figure out where in the world to put them.
The World Cup holder. Brought to you by Carvana. Proud sponsors of the World Cup holder.
Sign up today to win yours at cup-holder2026.com. Not authorized or endorsed by FIFA. Not a real product. For parody and fair use purposes only.
You're having a yard sale, and then you go to somebody else's yard sale, and you buy their crap, and then you go, oh, we ended up with more than we started with. Okay, now we have to try to sell all that other stuff,
too. Now we're going to have another yard sale.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. Now they start talking.
It's the Woody and Jim joke off. We tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, if you will, back and forth. First person laugh loses.
We know these jokes are terrible.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to remind us.
That's why it's such a shame if somebody laughs.
It really is.
Woody, let's begin. I changed all my passwords to Kenny.
Did you really?
Now I have all Kenny logins. I like living in the danger zone.
Mm. Jim, my friend Jack can communicate with vegetables.
Really?
That's right. Jack and the beans talk.
Neil Diamond has listed his Volvo for sale on eBay.
Really?
It's a Swede car online.
Nice. Ba-ba-ba. Swede. Jim, you know, a lion would never drink and drive. A tiger would. Much funnier 2 weeks ago.
I accidentally drank a bottle of invisible ink.
Did you really?
I was at the ER all night waiting to be seen.
Jim, what's the difference between a cat and a frog?
I don't know.
Cat has 9 lives. Frog croaks every night.
What do you call a laughing motorcycle? A Yamaha.
Jim, I went to the ER and I told the nurse that I was bitten by a wolf.
Yeah.
She said, where? And I said, no, a regular kind of wolf.
Almost got me.
Werewolf. Therewolf.
My doctor told me I'm going deaf and news was hard to hear.
Jim, I went to a sweater factory and I was told that it takes 5 sheep to make 1 sweater. I said, I didn't even know they knit.
Oh, it's terrible.
And I didn't even get to my good one. I didn't even get to the good joke.
We'll be the judge of that.
Would you like to hear the...
the one you were saving?
The one I was saving that was borderline not safe for work?
Now I do.
Now you do.
I didn't before, but now when you put it like that.
I remember when my dad and I and my family, we were going across country, and we went to a small roadside hotel, and my dad asked the guy, the clerk, well, I hope the porn is disabled. And he said, no, it's regular porn, you creep.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, wow.
This could be our last show, so...
That took a weird turn.
Didn't expect it, though, did you? Didn't expect it.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Scary movies are having a moment, including the movie Scary Movie.
That's right. What, it's number 5 or 6 or 7?
I think it's the 6th scary movie. Comedy horror movie came in first. $55 million over the weekend.
Not bad.
In fact, 3 of the top 4 movies are all horror. Second place was Masters of the Universe, making $29 million. A really goofy movie with 40-year-old men bringing their own swords to the theater.
I grew up on it.
I was there. I saw it. Followed by Backrooms and Obsession, the two movies made by YouTubers that are making a bazillion dollars.
All right. Well, if the movies aren't scary enough for you, look out. Here comes the New World Screwworm. Apparently, it has made an appearance in Texas in a small calf. And apparently, this is a worm that burrows into wounds on warm-blooded mammals, including humans. It can actually lay eggs in people's eyes.
Yeah.
And I guess it has little fangs, and it can burrow down and get bigger and bigger. So it can lead to infections, terrible things, and even death.
When you said my 2026 news feed can't get worse,
your news feed
said, hold my beer. So there's a guy running for Senate to get reelected.
Yes.
And his name is Dan Sullivan. Now, Dan Sullivan hopes to be the next senator, but he's being run against by a man named Dan Sullivan.
So it's two Dan Sullivans going at each other?
The first Dan Sullivan is trying to sue the second Dan Sullivan because he says people aren't going to know which Dan Sullivan to vote for. And to make it even funnier, there's a third guy named Dan Sullivan who says he may enter the race.
No!
So there could be three people on the ballot.
Will they be able to project a winner?
We project Dan Sullivan over Dan Sullivan and Dan Sullivan.
So how was your weekend?
It was good. Did some fun stuff, some goofy stuff, and some relaxing stuff.
Nice.
So goofy stuff. Went to Masters of the Universe, the He-Man movie.
Yes.
It's the stupidest movie ever, but I kind of laughed.
Yeah?
I kind of smiled to the thing.
I like it didn't take itself too seriously.
It's not a good movie, but it's fun.
It's fun. good deal.
Had a very funny time. We got together with a couple of friends of ours, another couple. We had breakfast together, and we did paint by numbers.
Oh, cool.
So we get to sit and talk while we were doing the painting by numbers. Everybody's got one in front of them. And it was so funny because my friend, who is like a busybody, he can never sit still. He's got to always be moving and doing something. It was killing him, absolutely killing him,
to sit still for a while
and paint by number. It was hilarious.
That's funny.
We had a good time though. What about you? How was your weekend?
I had some interesting things happen. I had never been, my girlfriend said, I'm in the mood for some fried fish with some malt vinegar on it.
And I'm that's a thing.
I said, okay, so where are we gonna get that? Because Captain D's. And I went, you know what? I have to admit, I've never been to Captain D's.
Oh, really?
So we went to Captain D's, my first time ever.
Did they ring a bell? It's a first timer.
We walked in, and I guess they'd had some refrigeration issue where the entire lobby by the counter was like kind of flooded, had like an inch of water on it.
Oh.
So we make our order.
So you went to one of the nicer Captain D's.
Yeah, and we walked over to the table. I said, look, everybody. I'm walking on water. I'm like Jesus. Look at me. I'm at Captain D's. But I enjoyed it. We went down to Mount Pleasant yesterday. One of Melissa's elderly family members went into the hospital with pneumonia. Mm. So we said, we got to go visit Stanley. And by the time we got there, he was being checked out. So that was good.
Good news for him. Yes.
And one of the trees in my front yard tried to kill me over the weekend. I was mowing. And you know how you duck down under the trees.
Oh yeah.
And apparently I didn't duck good enough, and a branch hit me right on the top of the head.
Ow!
And I swear I saw stars, specifically.
Wow.
Ryan Gosling, Marilyn Monroe, and the surviving members of Milli Vanilli. I saw stars, but yeah, it still hurts. I got a lump on my head.
I've had those kinds of things where you just hit your head so hard.
And you go like, am I going to be... I kept feeling for blood. And I'm going, this is terrible. We're ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees gone? Contact them at localtreefellers.com. We have a married couple ready to go at it. We love it when it gets personal. It's Evelyn and John. Good morning, y'all.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, let's get to know you just a little bit. Start with you, Evelyn. Summer road trip, what snack is by your side?
I like chips.
What kind of chips?
Doritos.
Okay.
Yeah, can't go wrong there.
What about you, John? Your summer road trip snack by your side?
I would say it would have to be some type of fruit, cut up cantaloupe, watermelon.
Oh, you're healthy.
Yeah,
eater.
Look, you should be on a healthy road trip.
Somebody's got to eat that stuff. Okay, let's begin. You each have a screw you can use if you need it.
All right, here we go. Multiple choices. How we start, Evelyn. In the movies, is Indiana Jones' real first name Stephen, Henry, or William?
William.
Is wrong. But you said it with such enthusiasm, I thought you were right. Henry.
I was too.
Henry. It's Henry Jones Jr.
Okay, John, here's your shot at a first point. Was okay. Harry Styles once a member of NSYNC, One Direction, or 98 Degrees?
I'd go with 98 Degrees.
And that's wrong.
One Direction.
Okay.
All right. Still no score.
Okay, Evelyn, see if you can score first. You're watching a baseball game at Busch Stadium. What city are you in?
What city? Say that question again.
You're watching a baseball game at Busch Stadium. What city are you in?
St. Louis
is right.
Did somebody whisper that answer to you? I thought I heard a little St. Louis yelled out in the background.
I don't know. My husband's at the other side of the parking lot going upstairs.
All right.
That's okay.
I'm a little suspicious of this game, but that's okay.
You know, if you cheated, the shame you feel is worse than any punishment that we could give you.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's all we're going to say about poor Flick.
With all the authority of a second grade teacher. Okay. John, what type of products do they sell at Pantene.com?
Pantene.com. I would say hair products.
Hair products. There you go. You tied it up.
Okay. All right.
Last set of questions. You both have your screws left. Evelyn, Quaker State Motor Oil is famously sold in what color containers?
That's oil.
Yes.
Gray?
No. Green.
All right, John, you get a chance to win the victory here if you get this right.
Okay.
You're having grits for breakfast. What are grits made of?
Cornmeal.
Corn. Yeah, there
we're gonna give it to you. We're gonna say close enough.
Yeah, we would also accepted ground up cardboard.
Close.
All right, John. Look at you, John. You are the winner. Of course, you're both win because we have tickets and you're a married couple, so you'll probably take each other.
We're assuming. Yeah. You've got tickets to Air Supply. Congratulations.
Okay.
Gender Wars.
Okay, we appreciate you guys.
At 7:20 and 8:20 every day with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
In Murfreesboro, it was a community yard sale going on.
Oh, I bet you that's huge.
It was big over by where we live. My girlfriend Melissa is a yard sale whisperer.
Oh, really?
You know, she'll see a yard sale sign, and she kind of reacts like the dog from Up and goes, squirrel!
So as far as yard sales go, she has a particular set of skills?
Oh, she knows what she's doing, yes.
Okay.
We were driving around looking. Of course, everybody was having one. You know, almost, you know, every other house was having a yard sale.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she'd go, oh, let's not bother with that one. I saw three people leave that one empty-handed, so obviously they don't have anything good. Went, wow.
She's
how'd
got
you
the
figure
eye.
That out? Yeah. So then there's a couple places where it was such a traffic jam in front of people's houses where people wouldn't back up and nobody would yield. So
it was a stalemate.
So I said, well, I guess we're just going to have to just die here. I guess this is where we live now. We can't go anywhere forwards or backwards.
Right.
And, you know, she was able to get out of the car and escape on foot and go to the yard sale and then come back.
So I'm curious if everybody is having a yard sale, and all the people that, you know, live there are going to other people's yard sales. Why don't you just, like, have a swap where you bring your stuff to the person across the street, and then you take their stuff they don't want, and, no money has to change
That's
hands at
all. That's usually how it works, you know. So you're having a yard sale, and then you go to somebody else's yard sale, and you buy their crap, and then you go, oh, we ended up with more than we started with. Okay, now we have to try to sell all that other stuff,
and now we're going to have another yard sale.
And then there was a whole lot of people having secret gardens that were in the way, too.
Oh, it was like a garden tour?
Yeah. So and I kept saying to them, you're like, you put up a sign. It's not a secret. There's no secret garden.
Right? It's like saying, can I sneak past you? No, you just told me you're sneaking. You have to wait a little while till I'm not paying attention. Then you can sneak by me.
There's no secrets here. We need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, I'll go around the neighborhood.
A tense moment in British Columbia. A little act of kindness made it all better. I guess, you know, this part of the country, we worry about, deer running out in front of our car.
Right.
There, they have to worry about moose. Big moose, which are like bigger than horses. They're huge animals.
They are.
There was a mama moose that was crossing an interstate, and there was two little baby mooses right there by her side, and one of them couldn't make it over the concrete barrier in between the sides of the highway.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of them was able to kind of jump over and join mom, but the other one was just standing there, and traffic stopped, you know, for a long time till finally somebody said, well, I'm just going to get out and help. So he and another guy got out of their car and picked up a baby moose, which they say, you know, is kind of brave, maybe a little foolhardy,
because sure.
You never know how a wild animal is going to act, especially if their mom is right there.
Yeah.
You know, like you think with bears and things like that, but was able to carry the moose across the highway and rejoin it with its mom. So everybody is happy. And the guy was a hero.
It's the coolest thing. If you want to see the video of the guy carrying a baby moose, I mean, it really is the sweetest act of kindness. You can see it at the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or go to totallyhitsnashville.com. I had a Sunday of regret for what I had done Saturday night.
Okay.
Now, did I go out and party? No. Did I go to CMA Fest and see some awesome bands at Nissan Stadium? No. Instead of eating dinner, I just ate pretzels. And I paid for it all day yesterday.
Okay, so as a middle-aged white man, that is your huge regret.
Exactly.
That instead of eating a well-balanced meal, you ate a bag of pretzels.
I know, we were both like, we're busy yesterday, Saturday, which is like, I'm not gonna make anything for dinner. And we'll just scrounge. And I had a bag of pretzels in front of me. And so instead of like, okay, I'm going to get up and make something to eat, but first, I'm just going to have a few pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happened till I went to bed on Saturday night. And then I just
Was your dinner.
That was dinner.
Yeah.
I paid for it all day Sunday.
Well,
I'm
it's
like,
got all
lazy.
It's got your basic food groups. It's got salt.
Carbs.
And carbs and salt. And carbs and salt. That's good enough.
I didn't get to the total shame spiral of like... Yeah. Shoving the salt at the bottom of the bag into my mouth. Like shove, you know how you form a funnel out of the bag?
Oh, yeah. That's like a pretzel overdose. They take you right to the emergency room if that happens.
So at least I didn't do that.
Yeah. So there, you found a bright side.
By comparison.
It could have been worse. Of course, everyone survived CMA Fest, and now we get back down to the real business at hand, trying to keep the data centers out of our area.
They're taking over everywhere.
They seem to be popping up. Oh, we're going to build one here. And people say, no, we don't want it.
Well, we're starting to figure out like, oh, okay, this is something nobody wants. Because you see where the ones have already been built. And
right.
It's loud. It's noisy.
It's terrible for the environment.
The electricity rates go like sometimes double.
Yeah, there's areas out by Memphis where they started a big data center and it's like all just awful.
Right.
And now they want to build one next to the Nashville Zoo of Grasmere, which is no, don't.
Huge petition going on online to get that stopped. I know the Metro Council is looking into it.
Right.
I mean, think about it. A data center with all those problems right next to neighborhoods and
3,000 animals at the zoo.
Nobody wants this, of course.
There's a change.org petition. People are going, there's over 300,000 people have signed it. We've signed it and shared it. So, you know, do that. Sign it and post it on Facebook or wherever you post.
Change.org. Just type in Nashville Zoo.
Yeah.
And there it is.
Yeah. And Brad Paisley came out against it. And he is America.
He is Nashville.
He is. He's our treasure.
By now, you've probably heard about the proposed data center that they want to build next to the Nashville Zoo, which is an absolute nightmare scenario. It's not too late to stop it either. The zoo is one of the sources of joy in the city. It is one of the top zoos in the world. Let's sign the petition if you agree, and everybody I've talked to does. Sign a petition. Let's stop it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, simple as that. And as I mentioned before, the zoo can't stop them. We have rhinoceroses and tigers. When they go over there and start shoveling dirt and you send some tigers over, maybe they'll stop and think twice about it. First, we'd like all the construction workers to be slathered in barbecue sauce. Then release the tigers.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A Facebook Marketplace exchange turned into a robbery and gunfire in Laverne. I guess they showed up, and of course somebody pulled a gun, and we're going to rob them. Somebody did get shot. They end up going to the hospital and then released later, so everybody is all right. But the police were called, and the police had to remind everyone what they should, which is have your exchange at the police department.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just show up somewhere at somebody's back alley and hope, everything's going to be fine here.
They said they would like to meet me.
Why do they want me to meet at 3 o'clock in the morning in this dark alley?
In an abandoned warehouse district.
Yeah, just be smart when you're doing that.
Yeah. So in East Tennessee on I-75, there was a traffic jam the other day, and the reason was so cool. A truck caught fire, and in the trailer of that truck, fireworks!
Woo!
They had to have all traffic stop in both directions and just let it blow up.
Yeah, what are they going to do? They can't stop it.
They had to just watch it. Yeah. I guess it was pretty cool. It probably would have been more cool if it happened at night. But
yeah,
when it finally finished, the traffic was able to move along.
Wow.
But hey, if every traffic jam in Nashville had a fireworks show,
oh yeah,
I think people would be a little less ticked off when they got to work.
I think so, yeah. Hey, if you've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and I'm mostly talking about myself, and you haven't filed your taxes yet, today is the deadline for the state of Tennessee. They've given us extensions, and today, the 8th of June, is the last day you can file.
They moved it back because of Winter Storm Fern, right?
So they give us another extension on top of what they were already giving us.
Okay.
You know,
and due today, Woody.
Yeah. And like me, you know, if you're poor, it doesn't take that long. I just pretty much scribble down on a piece of paper with crayon and I mail it in.
You can always file another extension.
It's true. It's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.